Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. In June 2025, DeepMind's Hassabis and Google CEO Pichai said, almost simultaneously, that AGI will arrive before 2030. I believe them. But the question I want to ask is not whether AGI is coming. It is, when it arrives, what do you intend to do with yourself? A lot of people are still stuck in the humans versus AI mindset. But that battle ended the moment GPT appeared. Memory, computation, knowledge retrieval. We cannot beat machines at these things, and frankly, that was never the fight you were supposed to be in. After I started using Claude as a daily collaborator, the time I saved did not make my life easier. It actually forced me to confront a more fundamental question. If machines can handle all of this, where should I actually be putting my energy? My answer is this. When all the answers are readily available, the real value lies in asking the question that has not yet been asked. And good questions come from your curiosity, from your lived experience. AGI can synthesize 10,000 books, but it does not have your memory of watching fireflies as a child. It does not carry the ache of your heartbreak. So stop worrying about whether your job will be replaced. What you should worry about is this. When you have the most intelligent partner in the world by your side, and you still do not know where to take it, or what to ask it, that is the real problem. AGI is a mirror. It reflects back everything that machines cannot take from you. What that mirror shows in 2030 is being written right now.